Well, this is our last night together. A lot of us are going to be heading out. Of course, some have just headed in. And I know the Lord's got a lot in store for you. But it's nice to see you. And I just remind you this morning, I requested, not a command, but a request, that I would love to hear from some of you, what will you remember from this time at Pilgrim Camp? Not just maybe something that you were taught or that we learned or maybe a new idea. If that is what's on your heart, certainly that's okay. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for a bunch of feedback necessarily. But I'd love to know what the Lord has done for you. And I'll tell you some of the things he's done for me too. But let's share with each other tonight. Since this will be the last time this group is going to be together, let's share. Let's edify. Let's build up each other. And then tonight, we come to the piece de resistance, at least as far as I am concerned. I was, in fact, a history teacher, and tonight we're going to look at history. History in the Bible, history in Christianity. We're going to talk about the foundation that we have, and we'll get to that at a later time. But I would love for us tonight to worship the Lord together. That's what God wants us to do. That's why we're here. But then let's worship him by encouraging each other. And as we said, driving those roots down of what God has done for us, or maybe it's something you learned a while back that God just reminded you of again, or just brought back to your memory, or just made real to you in a new way. Let's do that tonight. And again, let's not take too long. Let's give everybody a chance, those who would like to, and let's encourage each other in the Lord, okay? Now, you realize this whole week, we've covered a lot of ground. We've been all different directions, but it has always come back to one thing. Do you remember what it was? To Jesus. Doesn't it always come back to Jesus? It's all about Jesus. That has been our goal this week, to lift him up, to learn to think like him. May the mind of Christ my Savior live in me from day to day. I trust that his mind will live in us in a greater way. Those of us who will be leaving Pilgrim Camp, those of us who will be staying, we need the mind of our Lord. And we've always come back to that fact that it is of vital importance to us that we both seek, have, and know Jesus Christ. It just comes back to him. He's all that we need. Page 310 in our hymnal. Let's sing it together. This was my mom's favorite hymn. So I know we got quite a few folks here this week who knew her. She was some of your head counselors. She was some of your closest friends. Some of you even referred to her as Aunt. Aunt Grace. Well, some Mom Grace even. But let's sing page 310. Jesus is all I need. My mom, one time in her life, just off the cuff said, at my funeral, I want you to sing this song. Now, she was anywhere near the heavenly portal at that time, but you know how she had a way of just saying things. And there were a few folks in our church who kind of filed that, never forgot it. And we did, in fact, sing this at her funeral. It was her favorite song, but it's true. Jesus is all we need. Let's sing it together. All together. First verse. When I am burdened or weary and sad, Jesus is all I need. Never he fails to uplift and make glad. Jesus is all I need. All that I need. The second verse. Come on, ladies. When I am tempted and fear I may fall, Jesus is all I need. He never fails to respond to my call. Jesus
Jesus is all I need. All together on the chorus. All that I need, He will always be. All that I need, till His face I see. All that I need, through eternity.
Gentlemen on the third.
When I am swept by the tempest of life, Jesus is all I need. Peace He imparts whatsoever the strife, Jesus is all I need.
All together.
Together. When through the valley He calls me to go, Jesus is all I need. He will be with me to cheer me, I know. Jesus is all I need. Oh,
sing it one more time, shall we?
All that I need, He will always be. All that I need, through His face I see. All that I need, through eternity, Jesus is all I need.
We worship You, Lord. We praise You, Lord.
Hallelujah, we praise You. Hallelujah, we glorify Your name. We lift up Your name, O Lord. We lift up Your name.
just to support that prayer, and thank you for that prayer. It's marvelous when we pray for each other. God wants us to do that, but just to support that prayer, many of you know my wife, who have met her. She's a physical therapist, and her area of one of her areas of expertise is in dealing with young children. Children below 3 years of age. She works with them on a consistent basis. Children with developmental delays and different issues that have come into their lives or they were born with. And when the first day she came and was in the dining room, I was telling her, because of course Titus was ordering supper, as only Titus can, at the top of his lungs. But then once he gets it, he's very happy. So, you know, it doesn't take a lot to make a fella happy. But as he was yelling away, I pointed to my wife. I says, you know, last year, Sister Marie asked us to pray, and we prayed and we prayed and we prayed in the prayer meetings, in the staff prayer meetings, in the meetings. I said, and there he is. I pointed right, he was sitting right across me. I said, and there he is. And you know what? She looked over, and with a professional practiced eye, she said, really? He doesn't look like a preemie. He doesn't look like it. He doesn't look like it. And she knows him. She knows them because she deals with them all the time. And so we thank God for that. It's marvelous. Every time we heard his voice, I loved it. I loved it. I don't care how loud it was. It was fine. Even if it hurt my ears. It was okay, because you know what? Out of those vocal box was coming the praise of God. God has answered your prayers. And I'm not going to let you forget about it. And we will continue to praise God and believe. I believe God has something special for that little boy. Let's continue to pray like he has for all of us. We are all special to him. We all have a place in God's economy, as we heard this morning. Even if it means becoming one of those, what do they call them, condo commandos? That's good. I never heard that, but I'll have to remember that. That'll work its way into a sermon somewhere, Sister Julian. I will give you credit. Well, we thank the Lord for that. I'd like you to sing with me tonight. And if there is anyone yet that really wants to say something, get ready, because I'm going to give you just a couple of seconds, all right? Would love to hear, but it'll have to be fast. We do that at our Thanksgiving service. Remember that, Sister Ruth? When it was time was getting a little close, either Brother Bob or someone stands and now time is moving on. Now, is there anybody that would feel really, really badly if you went home to eat your turkey without giving thanks to God? No guilt there at all, right? We didn't need to feel guilty. Usually it was hard getting in, wasn't it, Sister Ruth? Man, you had to be ready to fly out of your seat in order to give thanks to God. But if there is, when we come to that third verse, okay? Well, because when we come to the third verse, if you really would just like to thank God briefly, one or two sentences, you stand as we sing, and we'll give you a chance, all right? Because we're going to move on, but I don't want you to miss your blessing. We're going to sing page 290, The Solid Rock. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Here's our rock. Here's what we stand on. This is the foundation of our faith. Let's sing together. All together.
My hope is built on nothing less than
wants to give a brief testimony, stand as we sing.
His oath is covenant, his blood, support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then
fourth verse for just a minute. Okay, come on, Brother Jose. Amen. Amen. Let's, if you're able to, give you just a quick change of position. Let's stand and sing the fourth verse. After all, on Christ the solid rock I stand. How can you sit down and sing that? Let's sing it. Fourth verse.
When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
One more time.
On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Let's just take a moment and thank the Lord for what he's doing for us, what he has done for us. Lord Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we praise you. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We glorify your name. Thank you, Lord. We bow before you. We acknowledge your greatness, your holiness, O Lord, your faithfulness, your mercies in all generations. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Cause this place to resound to your glory, O God. May God be glorified here. May Jesus be exalted. Holy Spirit, do your work in every heart. We thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you, Lord.
Jesus, Jesus.
Up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My soul has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay, for faith has gone the joyful sound, the song of fame is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
Thank you. Wrong book. 321 in the brown book. The hymnal. 321. This way we can keep our verses straight.
I'm pressing up the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Second verse. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
Now, sing this if you desire it.
I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts at me are hurled. For faith has caught the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright. Birds of glory play till heaven I found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. We pray that you'll do it, Lord Jesus. Don't let this just be a song. May it be reality in our hearts. Do it for us, Lord. Lift us up, Lord Jesus. Lift us up to you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Jesus. Jesus. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Praise the Lord.